You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. I'm Todd Gleason. On the phone line is Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Drew, it's been some terribly cold nights for November. Daytime highs haven't been much better either. Let's start with the weather forecast for right here in the Midwest first place.
Well, it certainly looks as though we have a little bit more adversity to deal with. We're actually going to work our way back into a warming bias. But as we do so, bringing warm, moist air up from the Gulf of Mexico into this very cold air mass that we have over the Midwest just sets the stage for widespread precipitation. And that's what will begin to occur as we go from tomorrow afternoon into Friday. Some showers will begin to develop down in eastern Texas and parts of the western sections of the Delta. And as we go into Friday night into Saturday, this will fester into an organized low-pressure system that will come up out of the lower Mississippi Basin and move right across the heart of the Midwest from eastern portions of Iowa and Missouri all the way over to Ohio and northward to Michigan. We'll see widespread generalized rain. Amounts will probably run at least 0.6 of an inch to 1.5 inches. That on top of melting snow and a somewhat frozen topsoil is going to lead to some localized flooding possibly.
And then if you turn your attention to the growing regions, so they're in the midst of their season, that would be in South America, what do you see there?
Well, it certainly looks as though improving trends are underway or going to get started here shortly in portions of Brazil. Brazil has seen some improvement in the past few weeks, of course, but there are some pockets that are still rather dry. And we'll probably stay that way for about 3 more days. And then over the course of the weekend, we'll see some showers and thunderstorms beginning to increase. And by the time we get to early next week, generalized rainfall will occur in all the drier pocketed areas in Brazil. So that should put us in a position for much improved planting emergence and establishment conditions in those areas that are still struggling with some dryness. In the meantime, Argentina has had quite a bit of dry weather up till this morning. Some rain and thunderstorms began to form in the southern part of that country this morning and will lift northward today, tomorrow, and also on Friday. And we'll probably see enough precipitation come out of this to improve their topsoil moisture as well, although dryness will still be with them in the subsoil, and they will require additional frequent precipitation to maintain a good outlook for them. And I think it's in the pipeline, although the amounts of rain that occur next week and in the first days of December may be a little bit on the light side.
And finally, do you have thoughts on how far behind the second crop planting might be because of the delay to the start of this particular season?
Yeah, it looks like it depends on location. That's where the biggest crux is going to be. Some areas will be just about a week to 10 days late. Other areas could be as much as 3 weeks late. And if we don't get the improved rainfall coming up here shortly, it could be something a little bit greater than that. But I think for the most part, about 3 weeks is going to be about the average. And that's late enough to run into a little bit of moisture shortage at the other end of the growing season. And that'll be what these farmers will have to deal with as far as making a decision as to whether or not to plant a regular variety or something that's a shorter variety.
Yeah, thanks, Drew. Drew Lerner, of course, is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City and helps us wrap up this Wednesday edition of the Closing Market Report.